Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We're back with the tournament team on the Believe Aztecs Basketball Podcast and the Believe Podcast Network. I'm Matt Scraby. Randy Holcomb is back with us for this podcast and the rest of the podcast for the tournament. We're going to be talking today about the Aztecs taking on Syracuse in the first round of the tournament, the possible path that they're going to take. And we'll get Randy's thoughts on Coach Dutcher rumors, because I talked about that a little bit in the short podcast we put out last week. And so I'm curious to see what you think about that, Randy. But first off, how's it going? What's up with you?
Man, I'm hanging, man. I'm hanging. Just enjoying the weather down here in Texas. I don't know if people even know where I'm at, but I'm in Texas.
So we've said that a few times. Yeah, you're in Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas, so area. Getting over a lot of that stuff. But it's good to be alive, man. You know, it's good to be alive. Everything's going good. How are you?
Good. Same. I'm looking at the weather behind you and it's nice and blue and there's no clouds in the sky, and we're going to get rain here today, which, you know, stops San Diego. So it's usually what happens. I mean, I used to work at news radio, and I could write books about all the different things that would happen in traffic wise when it would just sprinkle. There would just be like cars everywhere on the freeway just stop. It's crazy. We can't deal with it at all. But anyway, before we get into any of that, I wanted to remind everyone about our sponsors, Bet Online. The NCAA tournament has a lot of different bets for you out there. Lots of prop bets, lots of straight up bets, lots of money line bets, lots of spread bets, all of that good stuff. So make sure you're paying attention to Bet Online during the NCAA tournament. They are your one-stop shop for all of your sports betting needs. And they even cover awards shows and TV shows. So if you had any thoughts about the Grammys last night, you could have bet on the Grammys as well through Bet Online. They have hundreds of props with real-time odds on almost anything you could imagine. And of course, the 24-hour online casino. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. And before we get into the tournament talk and all that, let's start with the Aztecs winning the Mountain West tournament. They had a little bit of a scare against Wyoming in the first game of the tournament on Thursday, but after that they cruised and they ended up the regular season plus the Mountain West tournament 23-4 on the year and winners of 14 straight. So I don't know how much better you could be heading into the tournament than what the Aztecs are right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it was, like you said, it was Wyoming was a tough one. But they squeezed it out. I think was it tied at half or down at the half, something along those lines?
It was close at the half. I know that for sure.
Right. And then for them just to motor through the rest of the tournament. I mean, that Utah State team is good. And that Utah State team is one that gave the Aztecs problems early on in the season. But it's very, very difficult to beat people three times, right, in a season. And then, too, the one thing that I do know about Brian Dutcher, coming from the tree that he came from, the teams tend to get better as the season progresses.
That's a good
point. Teams always better as the season progresses, right? So, a lot of those losses, the four losses that they had, I think came all in the first half of the season almost, right? If I'm not mistaken. So they haven't lost in a very long time.
They lost to a good Colorado State team. They lost to, and at the time we were like, what are they doing? They stink. They're terrible. Right. They turned out to be pretty good. And we talked about it all year. Utah State, they have a pro prospect in Queda, and he ended up winning the Mountain West player or media selection of the year. Okay. He was the player of the year for the media. Matt Mitchell ended up being the coach's selection for player of the year. And okay. Brian Dutcher ended up being the head coach for player of the year for the coaches selection. So I tend to believe the coaches a little bit more about who's the best because they're the ones who are actually playing and preparing and coaching against them. Media can say whoever they want on brand name, but coaches, I think that's the one you need to pay attention to. Just my.
I mean, absolutely. I think it's totally different when no disrespect to you, Matt, you know, but I think,
yes, just,
I guess no disrespect to either one of us now that we're both in media, right? I'm not coaching either. So,
but you have a better idea of what it takes. So that's why you have a more, you have the more polished opinion.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I'll take polished any day. The reality is that the coaches, man, they get a chance to see the guys. They have to scheme for those guys. I think a lot of times what media and others see is the finished product, right? They don't know what went in behind the scenes. But Quaita is not a bad pick, though. Quaita is really good. You know what I mean? It's not like he's so the media wasn't far off. If I had to choose one, I probably would have chosen Quaita over Matt Mitchell, okay, quietly, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah. Matt was still very deserving, and the fact that, you know, he won the tournament, right? They won the conference and the tournament for that matter. So
yeah, which doesn't happen often, like that they win both. Last year they won the regular season tournament, and then they lost the Mountain West tournament. But this year, they won both, and it's the first year that they've ever won, the Aztecs, that is, ever won back-to-back regular season conference tournaments. So things are going in the right direction for San Diego State, and they're going in the right direction for Coach Dutcher. We'll get to Coach Dutcher rumors in a second because everybody was freaking out last week, and I'm very curious to hear what you have to say about that. But let's talk about the tournament itself. They're going to be playing Syracuse in the first round of the Midwest bracket. Now, Syracuse, a lot of people, I've been reading all morning about Syracuse. A lot of people didn't think they were going to make the tournament to begin with. And then at the end of the year, they kind of pulled it together. They played well and they got a spot in the tournament. But Aztecs being the number six seed, they're also in that realm of media picking them to be the first big upset, the lower seed upset, a six versus an 11. So I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case, but it's going to be a tough game. Matt Mitchell grew up being a Syracuse fan, loved Carmelo Anthony. And so he actually modeled, he said over the weekend, he modeled himself and his game after Carmelo Anthony. So that's a cool little wrinkle to this whole thing, but they'll play Friday night at 6:40 PM Pacific time. And at first glance, I think that the Aztecs can win this game. And I don't think that's a crazy statement, as many media members out there might say it's a crazy statement, but I'll take the Aztecs over Syracuse.
You know what? I think it's going to be a tough game. I think that Syracuse is not the Syracuse that we knew from before.
Yeah, it's a shell of its old brand name.
Right, right. And I think I just don't think that Syracuse has gotten a lot of reps. But I will say that the overall conference itself is probably tougher physically, whereas the Mountain West is more of a thoughtful conference where people are scheming and coaching is at a premium and stopping other teams, understanding what they're trying to do. All of those things really, really go into play when you come to the Mountain West. So, if I had to choose, I probably would say that the Aztecs have the edge, but it's going to be a war. I think it's going to be an absolute war. I don't think it's going to be, you know, I don't think it's going to, we're probably looking at like a 2-3-4 point game had to guess. So
yeah, I would think so too. Yeah. I mean, tournament games are close anyway to begin with most times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's so much on the line. These kids, they're fighting for their lives out there. Right. And you're a little tighter than what you would normally be as a basketball player. Because everything's on the line. So I think it's going to be an absolute war because I think these two teams are evenly matched.
Yeah. Yeah. The matchup I was reading earlier today that says that Syracuse is a better rebounding team and San Diego State, that's one of the areas that San Diego State's going to have trouble with against Syracuse. Like you just said, it's a more physical conference. It's a more physical team that Syracuse brings to the court every time that they play. But that doesn't mean that the Aztecs can't rebound. They're going to need to play better on defense, and they're going to have to stop second chance points from Syracuse. I mean, we've seen it this year. When they allow a lot of second chance points, and when any team allows a lot of second chance points, it's not a good formula for winning. And I know that Dutch is probably thinking up ways right now as we speak about how to stop that.
Well, let me say this, Matt. Bro, you said it all right there, man. You running with it today, man. I totally agree with you, bro. I think that there's a space where with the Aztecs where they can be beat up on the glass. When they've struggled, it's been because they didn't rebound the ball very well, right? Again, I think that if I could be wrong, but I think that Syracuse is going to play a lot of zone, right? And so there's going to end up being a lot of jump shots taken by the Aztecs. Now, if we can continue to shoot the ball the way that we have, especially at that midway point, if we can somehow figure out how to get shots to go, the same way they did then, I think that, you know, we're in a pretty good space, right? I think we're in pretty good space to beat them. But if it comes down to if we're not making shots, I think it becomes a war, because I don't know if Syracuse can outscore the Aztecs. I don't know if they can outscore us, right? I think they can, they might be able to beat us up, but I don't know if they can outscore us.
Dutch needs to like conjure up those mid-year 90-point games that he somehow was able to get, because that would just completely shock Syracuse. And just give Jordan Shackle the ball, have him shoot it like at least 90 times, I think, from three. And if he makes like 30 of them, you know, there you go. There's like,
right?
Yeah, there's 90 points right there. But it's interesting just because of – I find it funny, because I was reading some articles earlier, and I find it funny that they always compare – previous matchups, like these two teams are the same teams. Like last time in 2015, they got crushed by the Syracuse. It's like, who cares? Right. I mean, it's a totally different team. The coaching strategies are the same, but I think the last time they played each other, Syracuse and San Diego State, would have been on the aircraft carrier USS Midway. And Dutch was quoted as saying he remembers like free throws swaying with the boat and stuff like that. So he said he cracked a little bit of a joke, and he said that he thinks with a court that's on land, he thinks that they have a better shot from three. So Dutch with a little bit of the humor there. Let's go and kind of take their path through the first couple rounds of the tournament. They will have to play, if they beat Syracuse on Friday night, they will have to play West Virginia or Morehead State in the second round. West Virginia, obviously the favorite. They're the 3 seed. Morehead State's the 14 seed. I mean, obviously any upset can happen in the tournament, but I think that San Diego State, if they win, they're playing West Virginia. I don't think that Morehead State wins.
Let me say this about the bracket, about that bracket. That is probably the toughest bracket of all.
It is.
Of the brackets. Yeah. West Virginia is tough, man. They're a tough team.
Bob Huggins is the head coach. He's a long time Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. He's goes all the way back to his days at Cincinnati when they were, you know, picking people up 94 feet. If the Aztecs can somehow get through that gauntlet, you know, that would really, really be something. Now, let me say this. I would prefer to play against Morehead State.
But you never know when a team gets hot, they get hot.
Right. True that. But again, we're the favorite in this matchup against Syracuse. And again, if we can get through that game without spending a ton of energy, quote unquote, I think that we'll have enough in the tank to fight. Not literally, West Virginia, not literally, but so it'll definitely be interesting to see how, how it plays out.
There's a lot of different weird coincidences that happen in this Midwest bracket. Like say San Diego State takes down Syracuse and they take down West Virginia, they'll have to play either Clemson or Rutgers, which are two good teams, and then they have to play Houston and then Cleveland State. So if Cleveland State wins, another great matchup for the Aztecs. But Houston was the team that eliminated the Aztecs two or three years ago from the tournament. Yeah. With they had a great game. I believe they went to overtime. That guy with the really weird hair, he was on Houston. I can't remember his name, but he had the strangest haircut I've ever seen in my life. And I think everybody commented on it too, so I'm not the only one. But they played Houston and they played them well and they lost a close game. So that was a bummer, but they might have to go through them again here. Now, at the top of the Midwest bracket, who they're going to eventually have to go through to get anywhere further than the Sweet 16 would be Illinois. And they're the one seed. And another funny coincidence about that is your tournament team from 2001-2002 matched up with Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I will not personally say the result, but we can keep the result. We can keep it secret if you would like. But what do you remember about that? That's kind of curious. I'm curious to hear what you remember about all that.
Yeah, I remember that we're going to keep the result
secret?
Quiet, because okay. Yeah, that was a good old fashioned drumming that we took. We played against a very, very good Illinois team, and Illinois again. It's 20 some odd years later, Illinois is light years better than what they even were then, right there.
Yeah,
Illinois is tough with Io and Cockburn and those players. Man, they're really good. They might be the hottest team in the country right now. Which is why I'm saying that, man, this division, I mean, where we sit in this practice is really, really tough. Like, that's it's not really fair.
Yeah, the NCAA people, they giveth, but they also taketh at the same time. So Illinois just ended up beating they take it away. They say, all right, we'll give you a six seed, but you're also going to have to go through the gauntlet. Now, Utah State made the tournament as well, which is just so San Diego State and so annoying. I'm just so sick of media and East Coast bias and all that stuff. But Utah State is playing Texas Tech in the South bracket. They actually made it as not a first four team, which is pretty crazy, but they have to go through Baylor and Ohio State and all of these other teams as well. So Mountain West does not have a tough path through the bracket whatsoever.
No. I mean, like I said, I think it's going to be interesting to see, but all the way back around, I think that, I think that the Aztecs, I do think that they can beat Syracuse, but I think that if they run into West Virginia, we might be exiting right there. And I don't want to look too far into the future. But and again, I just think it comes down to the level of play. West Virginia is playing in one of the toughest conferences in the country, right? Yeah. I mean, they're in the Power Five conference. So there's something to be said about that. The saving grace, though, I would say in all of this is that if San Diego State can play the way they were playing midseason up to this point, you know, in terms of just shooting the ball with as much confidence as they have been and Matt being able to create, because I know for sure that they're going to try. Matt in the Mountain West typically had a favorable matchup, right? In that they had to put a bigger kid on him that couldn't guard him, or they put some small guard on him and he couldn't guard him either. Yeah. That person couldn't guard him either. In this tournament, I think that he'll be able to see larger defenders that'll be able to move their feet. So he's going to have to manufacture offense in a much different way than what he probably would have had to previously, right?
Yeah.
And Jordan Shackle is going to have to play out of his mind. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have to be more than a catch and shoot guy. He's going to have to put the ball on the ground, be able to create, get things going. This is the time, and I'm sure that the Aztecs will have a couple guys just pop up out of nowhere. Gomez and a couple Mont others.
Butler, maybe.
They'll just figure out ways to play well. But the guys that need to play well have to play well. You know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and I'm curious as a former player, and when you went into a game knowing that you're probably going to be playing a team that's more talented, and specifically you're going to be matched up with someone that is maybe bigger and stronger than you're usually used to playing, does that excite you? Does that make you want to practice? Does that make you want to watch film? What does that do for you?
Uh, It made me hope that they got hurt. That's what it made.
I love the honesty.
Man, as much as every, you know, when every player knows when they're overmatched, right? Yeah. You know, when it's, you know, when if you catch the ball and you can't see the basket because the guy in front of you is bigger than you, well, he got problems, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see, like, for at least for them, how they what's the mental approach, right? And I think the mental approach is going to be critical as they move through the tournament.
All right, stick with us because we're going to talk about Randy's thoughts on Coach Dutcher, rumors to of him heading to a certain college. But first, I wanted to tell you all about eBay's sneaker marketplace. It's the place where you go to get all the cool shoes out there, all the shoes that you've been wanting to get. If you can't find a pair of shoes that you really want to get, you can go to eBay. You can type it in. You can search for it. They have an authenticity guarantee, and they're meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators, so you don't have to worry about them being faked or anything like that, or being broken when you get them. They verify the box, the logo, stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. So they're making sure, they want you to know that you're safe when you're buying shoes from eBay's sneaker marketplace. And it also protects the sellers with a verified return process. And if you are a sneaker seller, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Now, the bad news is last week, this whole rumor came out, and I believe the rumor because it came from one of the best writers in San Diego, Mark Ziegler of the San Diego Union Tribune. Now, apparently there's a thing in Coach Dutcher's contract that has a buyout. If a team wants to get him to coach them while he's under contract with San Diego State, they have to pay $7 million to buy him out. But if the University of Minnesota, where Coach Dutcher grew up, went to college, his dad coached there, he is tied to Minnesota in a million different ways. If he goes to Minnesota and the Minnesota wants to buy him out, they only have to pay $1 million, which had everyone freaking out because that is obviously, he built that into his contract for a situation like this where the team may have a head coach spot opening. Richard Pitino, son of Rick Pitino, is currently the head coach of Minnesota. He hasn't been fired yet that I've seen, but they exited the tournament. They did have a first round tournament win in the Big Ten tournament, but a lot of people are freaking out about him, about Coach Dutcher, that is, being swooped away to Minnesota to coach for his alma mater and to coach for his where he built everything. So what are your first initial thoughts about Coach Dutcher and going to Minnesota and all of that stuff?
I think that if the situation presented itself, I think that he would take it, right? If I know Dutch, I think that he would go. I think that he would do that. I think that and there's a couple reasons why. His daughters are adults now, so them moving around is, you know, a ton easier. True. I think that I think he's been in San Diego for 20 some odd years now, right? He's been there for a very long time. So I think that a change of scenery for him, I don't know if it would be welcome, but I think that he would definitely, I think that he would definitely take on that challenge. And lastly, I think that if he had that built into his contract, then why not take advantage of it? Right. I know Dutch a little bit. Dutch is a competitor. And yeah. Dutch is also a businessman.
Yeah.
I think that it would be, from a business perspective, I think that he would probably end up making more money.
He would. Yeah.
I think that he would also be in a situation where the thought process of it being more competitive would be there too.
Yeah.
I've had a few conversations. I hope he doesn't mind me divulging, but I've had a few conversations with him, and I got the inclination, without going too far into those conversations, I got the inclination that, you know, if given the opportunity, you know, I think the goal was to do as well as he could so that he could possibly move on and move up, right? Without saying that the Aztecs are below. But I do think I would, I got to tell you, I would be shocked if he turned down the opportunity. Now, if it were me as the head coach of San Diego State, there's no way I'm leaving San Diego to go to Minnesota, right? It's just not happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not happening, right?
I said on our radio show, 97.3 The Fan, that I wanted to stand outside of his house with a sign that told him the temperature in Minnesota every single day so that he would realize. And then I checked the temperature in Minnesota. It was like 65 degrees that day. And I'm like, no, this isn't working. This is all working at Dutch's favor going to Minnesota. But I mean, I think – go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I just think it's an interesting challenge for him. I think that it's one that he would welcome. I think that that's where he started. That's where his dad coached. He has roots there. You know, again, I know Dutch, and I'm not going to say it's all about the money. Mm-hmm. But if I know Dutch, he ain't turning down the money either. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think that would and that's not to say he's a money hungry guy, but he's definitely a businessman, right?
Yeah. Definitely a businessman. Yeah. You can't blame someone for trying to get a raise. I mean, that's not,
right.
That's not something I'm ever going to criticize someone over. But the talks that we had on the radio show was people were saying it was interesting. It was kind of split. It was split as in we want to see Dutch go get his dream job, which is Minnesota. Right. But at the same time, like he has him and Coach Fisher, and he spent so much time of his life building this San Diego State program that he could be potentially one day, he could be a guy who has a statue outside of Viejas Arena. Who knows? I mean, and Coach Fisher, I think that they both could have statues, obviously Coach Fisher, because he's the one who started this all, but Dutcher could easily have a statue next to him. And I don't think anyone would ever blink an eye at that. It's interesting and it's scary, and we'll see what happens. Minnesota has not fired Richard Pitino yet, or let him go, I should say. But apparently Richard Pitino interviewed for the New Mexico head coaching job on Saturday. So it seems like it's happening. So they're going to flip-flop. Richard Pitino is going to come to the Mountain West and Brian Dutcher is going to go to the Big Ten. We're going to have to keep our eye on that. Let's just hope a big, long, like I was saying, and some people call me crazy. I was saying the further they go in the tournament this year, the Aztecs, the more likely it would be that Dutcher leaves because he has done his job. Like if he goes a first round exit, it's going to sting. It's going to be disappointing. And I don't know what happens there, but if he goes deep into the tournament, say an Elite Eight, I think he's done his job as a San Diego State head coach. The next question I have is who's next? Because Dutch was the guy forever. They knew who was going to take over for Fisher.
Yeah.
And now San Diego State and athletic director J.D. Wicker has to be thinking, who am I going to hire next?
You know what's crazy about
Randy
that,
Holcomb?
Man,
Randy Holcomb? Is he available?
you know, Randy Holcomb might come out of retirement to coach. You know.
I like that.
Yeah. And just at San Diego State, right? That'd be the only place. But I think that the next person that was up for the job obviously was Mark Fisher, and I think this is an appropriate time to mention him. As people know, Mark has battled ALS, and Mark is, you know, an incredible basketball mind. A really good guy, just unfortunate in that situation. But he would have 100% been the next person up to take over that job and probably would have coached there for 20, 25 years. He, you know, that San Diego State would have only had, you know, three coaches over the next, you know, over a 60-year span, a 70-year span, right?
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, but with that being said, I mean, I just think that their next hire – should really be somebody that knows the program, right? Mm-hmm. I think that it's important that they know, and I think that hire should be from the current tree. I don't think that they should go outside of the program and try to grab kids, because there's a reason why the program has been successful. There's a science behind the players that are chosen. There's a science behind the direction of the program. There's history as to who's, you know, Coach Fisher has been directly involved with building some of the buildings on the on the campus, the practice facility for the boys and all of that kind of stuff. And Dutch was right there with them. So I think they would be doing themselves a disservice by not having somebody that's attached to the program. Plus, I believe that the players in the program would be more apt to, the past players would be more apt to be involved with the program as long as somebody that they knew was involved with the program. That includes myself. If you bring somebody else in outside of the program, you know, I don't know how involved I'm going to want to be. Not to say that I'm terribly involved now, but I do speak to some of the ADs at the school. I consider them really, really good friends. Right.
Yeah.
So it would be disheartening for them not to take either a player or a coach that was at the program previously. I would be shocked if they did not. If they did make a hire that was outside of that, then that person better come in and hit the ground running and needs to embrace the former players and the know the program and get involved with the community in the same way. Excuse me, that Dutch and Fish did, if that ultimately is what happens.
Yeah, no, that's all great points. And someone who comes in here, they're going to have big shoes to fill, but they're also, I like what you said about keeping with the program, because they, I don't want them to change the program. I think everybody loves how San Diego State basketball plays in the community, plays around the country. People like San Diego State. People like the logo. They like the graphic, and not that the coach is going to change any of that, but they're going to come in. They have to kind of keep up what Coach Fisher and Coach Dutcher have built over the last 20 something years. So it'll be very, very interesting. And if Richard Pitino is interviewing for a New Mexico job, I'm very, very nervous about him being fired. But like you said, if it's built into the contract, Dutch had this in mind, $1 million buyout is nothing compared to the $7 million buyout that other teams have.
And now think about that, right? That'll tell you.
You gave me the eyes like, yep.
So that is, you know, again, there's no way on God's green earth I think Dutch will turn that job down if it's offered to him. But I don't think that he's going to focus on it right now, right? I think that he's going to try to do what he can to win, right? And again, he's a Midwestern guy. I think he loves San Diego. He loves the city of San Diego. But I do think if I know Dutch, I think that he'll take on another challenge. And see what he can garner in terms of wins and turning that Minnesota program around. That's a good job. But here's the without going too far into it, there's some negatives to taking that job too, right? It's a very, very hard conference to recruit in, right? If you think about the Big Ten. So Dutch has to really be careful and really understand that he's going to be recruiting against Michigan, who's very good this year. Illinois, who's very good this year. They'll be able to recruit.
Ohio State.
So many, you know what I mean? Like if you think
there's a ton.
Michigan State, you know what I mean?
Iowa,
right? How do you go in and because you're going to have to pull kids from primarily the Midwest and around Indiana and Chicago. There's so many schools in the area, right, that are power schools. Like, how do you – and then there are a bunch of mid-majors in that area. San Diego State is very unique in that it sits basically in the market by itself with another school, but basically in the market by itself, right?
Yeah.
And, although it's tough to recruit in California, it's not nearly as tough to – you got to really go get some freaking players that can really, really play. You know what I mean? And if Richard Pitino couldn't figure it out coming from his pedigree, you got to ask yourself, you know, can you do that? Is it possible to do that? Right. So a couple things to consider both ways.
Yeah, that's very interesting, especially with all the Big Ten teams that are in the tournament this year. You got to assume that the turnaround on a recruitment has to be a couple years once you get a new coach, because you're still taking the players in that were recruited before you got there, and then you have to start, and the other schools are already ahead of you. Dutch right now is in a good spot with San Diego State because he's in the groove of the recruitment. He's getting the players he wants. It's a factory right now, as you could say.
Right.
There's all these different things that we'll talk about leading up to it. So San Diego State will take on Syracuse on Friday night at 6:40 p.m. Pacific time in the NCAA tournament. And they could either play West Virginia or Morehead State on Sunday in the second round. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Randy and I will be back with you next week to recap what happens in the tournament and maybe hopefully not talking about Brian Dutcher news, but I don't think it will come out that quick, but we'll see. We'll see. So thanks, Randy. Have a great week. And if you want to reach us on social media, you can. I'm at Matt Scraby. Randy is at Alfred's House. And you can reach him there. You could also just look us up on the internet and you'll find us. It's very easy to do these days. So we will talk to you next week. And that's it for our pre-NCAA tournament edition of the Believe podcast. Or I messed it up. I came all the way to the end and I messed it up. The Believe Aztecs basketball podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Have a great week, everyone.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.